On Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, the U.S. military's new battle against debt. A high level of debt among many service members is a growing concern for the Pentagon. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the military is combating the problem on several fronts.
Carrying too much debt can be a problem for anyone. But when the debtor wears a military uniform, it can be a threat to national security. The Navy, Marines, and Air Force have seen a 9-fold increase in the last 4 years in the number of service members stripped of their security clearance because of personal financial problems. Captain Mark Patton, who commands a Navy base in San Diego, says while the number of affected service members is still small, the trend line is alarming.
We have had sailors standing guard at our post because they didn't have the security clearances to go forward and do their job overseas.
Patton heads a regional task force on the problem, which began by looking at payday lenders. These are storefront operations that make short-term loans at very high interest rates, and they're often clustered around military bases. A new federal law will limit the interest that payday lenders can charge the military beginning next October. But in the meantime, Patton says, the task force has decided to look more broadly at how service members pay their bills.
What we're finding is that financial health of a service member is just as critical as his physical well-being, his morale, his family support, all these other areas that we've put a lot of resources to preserve because we knew that if we took care of those aspects, that he would be a better combat soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine.
As part of that effort, the Navy is now training sailors throughout the fleet to act as financial counselors for their shipmates. It's also providing more classes like this one at San Diego's Fleet and Family Support Center.
So before we get started, does anybody here not like money? Because, you know, if you don't care, you know, if come payday, just give me yours and we'll be square.
A dozen sailors gather around a conference table for a lesson in basic budgeting. The instructor is Keith Kaufman, who's retired Navy himself.
I was the worst sailor when it came to finances in my early career. Every mistake a sailor could make, I tried it out first. I lost my entire paycheck to somebody playing three-card money on a city bus. Unfortunately, I had a wife and a child waiting for that paycheck to show up.
18-year-old Airman Scott Ford has come to this class, even though he's off duty. Ford gets base housing and makes about $18,000 a year. He admits to sometimes going overboard with his spending.
You want to get off the base, and so you and your friends are like, yeah, maybe we go off base, going to go downtown, go to a club, whatever. You know, you're in the moment, you're like having fun, and you end up, you drop $200 that day, and you're like, where did my money go?
Only about half the students are here voluntarily. 26-year-old Mark Pringer's supervisors strongly suggested that he attend after Pringer, who makes about $30,000 a year, fell behind on credit card payments to the base exchange.
I got what known as a voluntold, just to make sure I don't get my credit messed up or anything like that.
Commanders are getting more proactive in steering sailors to help. They know many are reluctant to seek assistance from the Navy for fear of hurting their careers. In addition to land-based classes like this one, the Navy now makes a special effort to reach sailors on ships coming home from deployment. That's when Captain Patton says their pockets are often full of tax-free combat pay.
What happens? They return to a high-cost area. They go out and they buy that car, that stereo, that motorcycle they've been thinking about, and well-deserved, I might add. And 3 to 4 months after return from deployment, they suddenly start seeing the bills pile up.
Patton concedes the military's financial counselors are fighting an uphill battle against aggressive salespeople, easy credit, and a culture of consumption that's shared by many Americans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.